There was celebration today in one quiet, leafy corner of Berlin, the academic neighborhood called Dahlem, filled with university students and scientific institutes. For the second day in a row, a German scientist had won a Nobel Prize, this one for chemistry. And as NPR's Dan Charles reports, this particular celebration was filled with echoes from the past.
It was quite a birthday for Gerhard Ertel. He turned 71 today, and just before noon, he got his call from the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences. A few hours later, colleagues gathered for a reception on a lawn at Ertel's professional home, the Fritz Haber Institute of the Max Planck Society in Berlin. Ertel said the Nobel Prize certainly is the greatest honor in his career, but he also said his motivation wasn't honor, but simple curiosity.
If you look back into biographies of great researchers, it's always a curiosity which drives them. It's a very human attitude.
That lawn is filled with memories of some of those great scientists. In the early 20th century, Albert Einstein stood there. So did a dozen or more other Nobel Prize winners. But that was before Hitler drove many of those scientists out of Germany. And during the past 60 years, the Dahlem neighborhood got a chance to celebrate a Nobel Prize exactly once. Today was the second. Ertel is a link to that distant past. He's the retired director of the Fritz Haber Institute. In 1918, Fritz Haber won the Nobel Prize for figuring out a critical chemical reaction. He forced nitrogen in the air to combine with hydrogen, forming ammonia. It's the source of fertilizer for farmers around the world, and what makes it possible is a catalyst like iron. Now, Ertel has won the same prize for figuring out how that reaction and others like it really happen. It involves the complicated chemical reactions that occur on solid surfaces, like a piece of iron. Charlie Campbell, a professor of chemistry at the University of Washington, says until Ertel came along, people knew that the reaction happened on the surface of the iron catalyst, but they didn't know exactly how.
Nobody really knew quite what was happening on a atomic level on the surface of the iron catalyst.
Ertel took this ammonia-making process and others like it and put them under new kinds of microscopes, tools that let him understand things too small to see. How individual atoms clinging to a surface move around, break old chemical bonds, and form new ones. Charlie Campbell was one of Ertel's students in the late 1970s. He says the German scientist wouldn't give up until he'd worked his way to the bottom of any problem.
I guess he's the only scientist I ever heard give a talk where I got shivers, you know, from listening, because he kind of pulls out the logic so beautifully in such an elegant way for the evidence that led him to the conclusions.
This afternoon, Gerhard Ertel sounded happy, but a little worried, too, about the ways in which his life might change and the new things people will expect from him.
People say expect that a Nobel Prize winner is brighter than others, and he will give you answers to what they're concerned with. I cannot give these answers, yeah? Yeah. How can we change the global warming or so? I cannot give an answer, yeah? But I think these will be the questions I will be asked in the future.
Ertel says he doesn't want his life to change too much. He still comes back to the Institute nearly every day, still trying to satisfy his curiosity. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.